for WKU Public Radio and NPR One. I'm Lamont Jack Pearlie, and this is the African American Folklorist. On the last installment of my conversation with Castro Coleman, aka Mr. Sip, he shared with us how the pandemic and quarantine affected his creativity and music business. On this segment, Mr. Sip discusses Mississippi being the epicenter of the roots of black music, the greats that come from there, his connection to Mississippi, Malico Records, and to drive home the message, there's no music that comes out that hasn't been touched by the blues. Well, let's talk about Mississippi, because again, we're talking about the roots of black music. There's a couple of places, a couple of pockets around the nation that is the root of black music. Right. Mississippi is definitely one of them.
Most definitely. So many of the greats come out of Mississippi. Just to name a few, the late great B.B. King, which was the king of the blues from Mississippi. Willie Dixon, Vicksburg, Mississippi. Muddy Waters, Robert Johnson. You know what I'm saying? Bo Diddley is right from my hometown, Macomb, Mississippi. You know, so many greats come out of Mississippi, may have migrated to the city, but they're from Mississippi, and I just think it's in the water. On the gospel side, the gospel side that I dwelled in a lot, which was traditional quartet. You know, you have the sensational Williams brothers, which I play guitar for. You know. You have the Christian Airs, you have the Jackson Southern Airs, you have the Mississippi Man's Choir. You know, you have True Believers, which was the baby boomers that came out in the 90s, which was a group I started straight out of high school. Land of the hit song, Ooh, We Another Blessing, signed on Blackberry Records, which was the Williams Brothers. So you have all of this coming out of Mississippi, one little pot, Mississippi, and we're traveling around the world doing it. I mean, these names that I name are world-renowned names, you know, overseas, in the States, you know, our music is being presented and accepted. So I'm just grateful to be a Mississippi guy. That's where that Mr. Sip come from. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that. So now you're currently with Malico.
Yes.
Talk to us about Malico, because Malico and the roster seems to always do legendary things. Were you part of the Greenleaf project as well?
I wasn't, but I was very familiar with it. Malico, first of all, I'd like to state that Malico is the last and the oldest living soul label in the world, straight out of Mississippi. What I'm so intrigued about being in Malico, I can remember as a kid coming to Malico, you know, with my dad, you know, doing session work, you know, just bumping around the studio with some of the older guys. And now becoming one of the main faces at Malico, years later, it's like life is making a full circle for me. So I'm there now producing, writing, putting out albums, you know, keeping the music alive, being the new seed. I like that. The new seed of Malico. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I do.
And that's just very important. Tommy Jr., Wolf Stevenson, Tommy Sr., Madison, all these guys are still there and doing a phenomenal job with the music, and I'm just grateful to be a part of the family.
I'm not going to keep you too long, but I have to ask you this. And I just gave you the preface, the preference of not keeping you too long, because I can ask a million questions, but I'm trying not to, you know. How important is it, as someone who is really ingrained in the, when I say the root, I'm not compartmentalizing the different genres, just the root of traditional black music. You are grounded, you're ingrained in this. How important is it for you to not only continue to solidify it, but to also make sure it stays home as a tradition, as a culture, as a praise, the whole spiel? And business-wise, black artists that are continuing to produce traditional black music, be how do you say, compensated their worth. How important is that?
That's very important to me from the standpoint of if we don't preserve it, we're totally losing. My biggest fight right now is with the black community, teaching them what their music is. You know, it's a lot of stuff now in urban Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, stuff that they're calling blues, that's not the blues. And I be one of the ones to let them know that that's not the blues. You're getting away from what brought us over, you know, and trying to create something. And it's okay to create sub-genres, but don't try to replace the real genre with something that's not the real deal. You get what I'm saying? So what I've been doing throughout Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia, is informing our people that doesn't know what their music is, let them know this is your music. And this is the gem of all music. There's no music that's out that hadn't been touched by the blues.
Amen. And I'm getting really excited because I have this conversation with a lot of our blues brothers and sisters. To your point, we can even mention Adele, her biggest hit. We could have had it all, I think. That's like a Texas blues shuffle under the whole song, right? So let's keep it to reintroducing black music to black folk. Is it frustrating for you when you speak to black folk that they think blues is slave music and they don't even know the history of the music? Is that frustrating?
It's very frustrating to me. And then after I have that conversation, then I invite them to a Mr. Sip show. You know, a lot of times they say, well, I don't want to hear that slave music or that sad music or it's dragging. If you sit down at a Mr. Sip show, that means your leg either broke, you can't hear, something is wrong with you. You get what I'm saying? And I promise you, you won't leave there feeling sad. So I invite them to a Mr. Sip show. I know what they're probably thinking about is the old back porch blues, which is great stuff to me. It's great stuff to me, you know? And you can't overlook those guys putting their emotions in what's going on. But it has evolved from that, you know? It has evolved from that, but still keeping the texture.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
I do.
You know, still keeping the texture. And I tell people, you know, you're missing out on a whole lot. And I've met so many people that eventually came to, you know, a real blues concert and was like, wow, I didn't know that it was happening like that. You know, I didn't know the production be as great as it be. I didn't know it sound as great as it be. It's because you don't even give it a chance and it belongs to you.
Right. So now, with that being said, what is it that you want the listening audience and the audience that haven't listened yet? What is it you want them to receive from you, your performance in music, and your teaching them of their actual cultural music?
To the listening artists, I want them to experience as a journey. When I start, we start here, and there's a journey. I want them to go every step of the way on that journey with me. At the end of that journey, you should be lifted, uplifted, you know. Whatever weight should be forgotten about, you know. I try to take people out of the current space, hit space, you know, and let yourself run free with the music. Follow the journey, you know. And when you get that experience, that's... I don't know, it's just like a natural high. And that natural high, then you will begin to read about that high, chase that high, follow that high, support that high, because it's a clean high. It's a pure high. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That you can't find anywhere else but here. So that gravity, that makes them study more about this music, read more about this music. Read more about where it come from, how it started, you know, and where it's going. You get what I'm saying? But the ones that haven't experienced it, it's just like trying to convince a baby that, you know, this strawberry candy is good for you. You know, I go the extra mile to convince them to old taste and see. You get what I'm saying? Because I'm confident in what I'm presenting or what we'll be presenting, that if you just taste it, you'll be back. You'll be back. We'll win you over.
Thank you for listening to my interview with Mr. Sip, the Mississippi Blues Child. Be sure to listen to our next interview from the series, recorded at the W.C. Handy's Blues and Barbecue Festival in Henderson, as I will be speaking with Tennessee blues guitar great